Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to giving the ball to their running back on first or second down, meaning they run the football on first and second down with their running backs the least out of everybody in the NFL, the Ravens. Yet when they do it, they're second in yards per carry at 6. The Baltimore Ravens with Derrick Henry? That shocks me.
Shocks me too. I mean, are you kidding me? They got a Hall of Fame running back and a quarterback who's going to the Hall of Fame because of his ability to do both better than everybody else. And you're not running the football at all? On first and second down?
Yeah, what I like about this is it kind of just confirms when you get the facts out what we've been seeing. I didn't know that until I just heard it, but I sure as felt it. I felt that they weren't running the ball, and they were certainly not running it enough. And now you hear it, you know, you're factually correct. It's like, well, okay. So what are we doing about this? We're going to continue? Hasn't worked.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Towson and get Ed. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you feel?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. It astounds me, and I've had some experience with this thing. When Rob said, and this is not, Rob said a little while ago, physical in football, and it's like, Ed, that. They're synonymous. How can you say physical? Meaning you're saying they're not being physical, but you're playing the sport of football. I can't conceptualize those two things not going together. That's the premise of the sport in itself. So my question is, from a management standpoint, Rob, what are you doing 5 days a week?
Exactly.
What are you doing in practice? I mean, Rob, I had one situation real quick where our field was getting redone, they were resurfacing it, whatever, whatever. That's where all our equipment was. Okay, so we still won, but the head coach is like, "Man, we ain't brushing nobody off the ball." Da 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 da. I said, "Okay, you as an offensive line do not have the proper equipment, and maybe they're too. Maybe when you get on TV, you don't have to drive the sled no more. You don't have to do the shoots, and you don't have to run inside drill, which is how you get more physical. But if you're not doing it Monday through Thursday." You're not going to do it. You ain't going to magic. People think you go just magically. They need to be more physical.
But Ed, I don't think you have to hit the sled and do all those things to be physical. I think that's physicality is also a philosophy. You know this is the standard. This is our standard to play physical football. I can't hit the sled on that level because it's against the rules. However, Ed, if you know the way we play football, that's the way we play football. You can drive home that message without beating and banging on one another every day. You can also drive home that message in your play calling.
Message.
I mean, we got to go downhill. You can't go downhill if you ain't smashing somebody in the mouth. To me, it sounds more like a thing from up top, and I think that's what Orlovsky is kind of suggesting. Don in Falston. What's up, Don?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Real quick, I'm curious what your guys' take on this is. I'm wondering if, because they're NFL players, right? They should all be wanting to play physical football. I'm wondering if it's a lack of confidence. They don't understand the assignment. They don't want to mess up. And they're, at least on the defensive side.
I think you may be onto something.
I think
there.
On defense, definitely. Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I think, because you go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I appreciate it. No, and on the offensive side, I'm wondering if it's kind of the same thing. They either don't understand the assignment or the play is not what they're thinking. It's got, you know, I don't know. They're football players.
But I disagree with their football players. They're all physical. All football players don't want to play physical. I disagree with that.
Please,
all football players do not want to play physical football. That's not the truth at all. The greatest show on turf, those receivers used to find the softest place to land or the easiest way to run out of bounds.
No. The best cover corner I ever saw really didn't like to tackle. Mm-mm. Deion.
Franco Harris ran to the sidelines all the way to Canton.
Right, yes.
I mean,
yeah.
He would get his yards and run out of bounds.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree with you. And I agree with the caller, though,
yeah.
Because I think when you are a little confused and you don't know your assignment really well or you're unsure, you don't take that first so aggressive true. Step because you're afraid you're going to be out of position.
So true.
Yeah.
So, and we've seen that on defense early last year. And I think he's spot on that part, especially defense. Perry Hall, Frank. What's up, Frank?
That last caller, man, he stole my thunder. It looks like a lack of confidence, big time. The two points. At Lions game, Lamar looked confused. All the offensive plays looked broken. They didn't look like they were planned. He just looked like he was trying to throw when he should have ran, and he looked like he should have ran when he threw. Here's what I want to ask. Roquan doesn't look the same since Zach Orr got here. Do you think there's something to that, or is it
yes.
We're missing Patrick?
Yes.
Williams?
No. No. Yes. I think it's something to that. I don't think he's the guy. I don't know why we're having a hard time figuring this out. When you have to hire someone to be your assistant to get the job done, 2 years in a row, you have to hire a people who used to be DCs to help him do his job, then how about hire those guys? I don't think he's the guy. It seems like we're afraid to say it. You don't hire an inexperienced guy to be your coordinator when you fancy yourself a Super Bowl team. Hire a guy that's done it before. And it just seems to me we have too many. All the problems on defense are the same. It's the coordinator. Jay in Baltimore. What's up, Jay?
Yeah, good morning, guys, man.
Good morning. Man,
Olasky on or something, man. But I say, man, Fee 22, man. Nobody don't want to hit that big guy for four quarters, man. But switch it to the defense. Yeah, I was looking at it, man. It seems like they don't even play for Orr. Like, I don't know what he's calling, man. They don't have no pass rush, but you run so much zone. Quarterback's going to eat that up at this level, man.
Chew it up.
He chew it up. It's nothing, man. And I've never seen a Ravens defense where they don't – I don't know if I've seen a receiver get jammed at the line of scrimmage in 2 years since Orr took over. It's a lot of 8 to 12 yards off, a lot of mirroring the receivers. You got 5 yards, man. Put your hands on somebody, man. Yeah, put your hands absolutely. On somebody, man.
And that's I think it's one of the reasons why they've struggled against teams like Kansas City, because when Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid sees it, it's like, you want to give me 7 yards? I'll take it.
I'm taking some seven yards.
And guess what? If you miss a tackle, you know what's going to happen? We're going to pick up a hell of a lot more.
I'm going to take second and four, second and three. I'll take that.
They don't knock anybody off their routes.
And if you listen to Orlovsky's comment about the fact that they're 32nd in running the football in first or second down. 32nd in the league. Dead last.
But second in yards per carry when they do it.
6 yards per carry. That means you're starting off with second and four. If my math is 10 minus 6,
yeah, it's about
4,
right. Yeah.
Second and 4.
Johnny and Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning.
Morning.
I keep agreeing with you about 4, but the problem with it is when you go back, it's horrible. John Horrible has got that guy as the coach. So, and it's 2 in a row, John Horrible has done that. So he got to go, man, because if Jeremy keeps giving me bad picks, I'm going to go find a new guy so I can make the money.
Your phone breaking up.
That's why he left.
Phone breaking up, man. Your phone keeps breaking up. We're not going to take your calls.
I'm giving him bad picks and he can't afford the phone bill.
See what happens?
Damn it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.